You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
I feel like the world has been shook since 2020. I mean, for me personally, I'd say 2016 is when the proverbial bomb went off of life, and it's just been looking around like, what? Huh? Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. I'm your host, your friend, your astrologer, Stephanie Powers. Thank you for tuning in. A little bit of housekeeping before we dive into this episode about Uranus. Leave a review. This helps spread the word of the show. I am a one-man band over here, and I really appreciate it when you do. Tap the stars if you're listening on Spotify. Leave a review with a smiley face if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. But wherever you are, the more you leave reviews, the more the algorithm of those platforms pushes it to the top to get more viewers of our show, our lounge, to invite more lightworkers. You know, everybody. I want to remind you guys, because when we traveled to Puerto Rico, we met people, and of course, they always want to know, what do you do for a living? I say, well, I host a podcast called Lightworkers Lounge. Every time I say lightworkers, people are like, wait, what'd you say? Like light, like a light switch? And I'm like, no, it's lightworker, like that spiritual phrase. And, you know, spirituality since 2012, when we talked about that Neptune transit going into Pisces, huh? Spirituality has really taken off in times, and as humans do, we really go hard and exaggerate and blow up good things. And so twin flames, soulmates, karmic, what are some other words? Light workers has kind of been blown out of proportion. And I just want to remind you, if you're listening to this show, Light Workers Lounge, I started this back in 2018. As a means of saying, okay, I can't possibly be the only person who sees repeating numbers all day, every day at the strangest times. I can't possibly be the only person that closes their eyes and says, God, universe, world, Milky Way, show me a sign, and have a fox sit 5 feet in front of me staring at me that came out of nowhere. I can't possibly be the only person that's having these funky experiences like that. So I turned my blog, Free Spirit Fun, into Lightworkers Lounge to talk about things like that. And I did not expect it to blow up as much as it did. It's amazing that it really did. It's just still makes my mind feel like scrambled eggs when I try and process it. But here we are, and I'm glad we're here. And now I'm like, yes, let's keep this going. But everybody, in my personal definition and opinion, everybody is a light worker. Yes, even your family members that may be super conservative or old school or think astrology is whack, even those people, everybody is a light worker. To drive this point home, think about if you're sitting around a campfire with people from all different political backgrounds, different philosophies, ideologies. If you ask anybody, like, have you ever had a ghost story or like anything paranormal or weird happen to you? Everybody has a story. Some people say it was God coming through to them. Some people say, you know, everybody has a story. And I think that is what light workers embody. To be a light worker is just to open your eyes to the light that is always here, even if we are enshrouded in darkness on Earth, the dense energies of Earth. It's just a person who chooses to see the light, even despite so many dark things happening around them, to them, and them. They still choose to see the light and spread it on to others. Even if people have thrown darkness all over them, they still wake up and choose to help the world. That's all it is. And so everybody is a light worker. And I called it Lightworkers Lounge because I wanted it to be a safe space, a water cooler, if you will, where you can take a quote unquote break from being a human, step into the lounge, grab a cup of water, tea, coffee, kombucha, and say, whew, Earth is crazy out there right now, but how are you guys doing? How are you keeping your light up? How are you staying rooted in your soul to make sure that you fulfill that purpose that lights you up that you were born with? Yeah, that's what you're doing? Okay, and how about you over there? What are you doing? Ah, that's a good idea. Okay. All right. You chug your water, you throw your paper cup in the trash, and you leave the lounge and you go back out into the world and you keep going. You keep helping other people turn their light on. You keep showing animals, children, people, nature, trees, grass, bugs, birds. You keep showing them, hey, humans aren't all bad. We're very powerful. And we're going to use that for light, for good. That's Lightworkers Lounge. Welcome. So leave a review, share the show, and in the event the internet goes down, sign up for our newsletter. Every Monday, I send a newsletter called What's New and Good. And this is essentially my way of talking to you about what's on my heart, what's on my mind, what am I intuitively feeling? Maybe it resonates with you. Maybe you think it's crazy, but it's an interesting story. I dream of being a novelist and writing things that perhaps turn into a movie one day. That would be the ultimate goal and dream. And every Sunday evening at sunset, I write an email called What's New and Good, and I send it to you guys, and I love your feedback. You guys are so kind, and I can tell you genuinely mean the compliments you give me on these emails, and I thank you. It's amazing how much the list has grown over the years, and there's no catch to it. I don't pump products to you. There's no marketing in it. I feel silly sometimes for not doing that because I've got some student loans I need to pay off. I should really get smart and make more money from this, but I don't know. It just feels authentic when there's no marketing or advertising or I'm not pushing anything to you. Of course, I remind you if you need a reading, I'm here, but it's very nonchalant. And this past newsletter on Monday, I shared some of the people in the lounge of Lightworkers. I share the work of Dorothy, who writes incredible essays. I share my podcast I went on with Adriana Douglas. I shared more of your guys' artwork because it's amazing what you guys are using your light to create out there. So sign up at lightworkers-lounge.com. Oh, and we give away a free birth chart reading every month. Did I mention that? Yeah, we just started this in 2024. The first of the month, every month, we're giving away a free basic birth chart reading to one of our newsletter subscribers as a way of saying thank you so much. So get over there, go subscribe. I only send you an email once a week. You won't have to worry about me blowing up with emojis in the subject line, spamming your email. Nah, it's not like that. So Lightworkers-Lounge, sign up for our newsletter and I'll see you there. Oh, you guys, Uranus. I like to say Uranus. It sounds more sophisticated. And who doesn't giggle when you say Uranus? Your anus. Nah. Uranus is amazing. And I want to give it that sophisticated Uranus definition. So I'll be calling it Uranus for the whole podcast. But this planet represents in transit. So when it's going around your birth chart, stopping every 7 years in a new house, a new area of life, where you're going to be shook. And when I think of Uranus, I think of a lightning bolt. Just boom, out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Do you guys remember? If you're OGs, you do. But we have a lot of new people here over the last month or two. Hi, welcome. Thank you for being here, taking me on car rides. Uranus is like a lightning bolt. And do you guys remember why I used to only post new episodes on Wednesdays? Back in 2016, actually, whoa, I had the most vivid, lucid dream that I was driving through what looked like Palm Springs, California, or Arizona, just somewhere bright and sunny and palm trees and warm. And I was in like an old school 1950s, like Mustang convertible, just cruising. And I was like, yeah, oh, this is a vibe. Maybe it was even Cuba, just somewhere warm with a glow of orangish yellow, warmth, palm trees, bright blue sky with puffy white clouds. It was the vibe, okay? And out of nowhere, I got struck by lightning right on top of my head. Just pow! And then I floated up into this blue sky. And the next thing I know, I'm in a dark room. Just pitch black room, sitting at a wooden table that, oh my God. Do you guys hear that? I just realized while recording this, I don't know what to do with this information. The desk I am sitting at, recording at, the desk that I work at here in Rockport, Texas, where we are here from October 1st to April 1st, It came with the house. This house came fully furnished, and I loved this old wooden desk. Our landlord was like, I know, it's really big and chunky and old. I can move it out if you need to. And I was like, nah, keep it. Like, it's old. There's no drawers or anything to store stuff on, so I had to get some storage units. But this is the desk, guys. This is the freaking desk that was in my dream. Okay, I'm going to have to figure out what to do with that information or if it means nothing at all, but that's wild. So I'm in this dark room with a spotlight, very faint spotlight, hanging over a wooden desk, exactly like the one I'm currently sitting at. And one of my spirit guides is a woman. I don't know if it's me from a past life, but she's a woman who's like between 40, 45 years old. She's got a bob of black straight hair, very pale white skin. And I don't know, I just know her from many visions that I've had. Well, she comes up to the table and in silence, just and like no expression on her face, she slides me an envelope that is sealed with a red heart, like a red heart sticker. And so I grab it and I open it and I take the little note card that was in the envelope out, and all it says on it is Wednesday. And now again, that was many years ago. And I have to say, after that dream, many strange, beautiful, hard, just wild, monumental things have happened on Wednesdays for me. And if you guys book readings, you probably notice you can't book a reading on Wednesdays. Da, 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 da. So I think of Uranus when I think of that type of energy. Lightning bolt energy, sudden realizations, and things that you can't explain. Like, you know, normal people who are very grounded and earthly, they would have a dream like that and be like, oh, it's freaking weird, and then just carry on with their life. They're not superstitious. They wouldn't think of anything of it. They'd carry on. Me? Nah. Host of Lightworkers Lounge? Nah. She takes it seriously. I trust in the things that make no sense, that I can't prove happened, that may or may not work in my favor here on the 3D dimension of Earth. I follow those things. And this is Uranian energy. So in this podcast episode, we're going to talk about what Uranus means, but we're not going to go through it through the houses. So pull up your birth chart. Look where Uranus is in your chart, of course, but we're going to talk about the transit of Uranus going through Taurus currently. So if you really want to get the most out of this episode, go find the part of your chart ruled by Taurus. And yes, in order to do this, you will need your rising sign. I'm so sorry if you don't know your rising sign. Trust me, guys, I've heard every story under the sun from, of course, adoption, unable to find the exact birth time. I've heard people who were born in a car on the freeway. So they were born at a certain time, but it wasn't 20, 30 minutes later until the doctor wrote down what time they came to the hospital. Kind of messes things up. Oh, I've heard it all. But you know, there's chart certification or rectification that you can do. If you guys are listening to this and you're like, I don't know my birth time, there are professionals who do chart rectification, where essentially it's like a birth chart reading, but they ask you a lot of questions about specific years and timelines in your life in order to come up with a supposed rising sign in your chart. So if you're listening to this and you need help, shoot me an email and I'll direct you to someone who does that. I would love to get certified in it. I just haven't found the right program, but let me know. So go find Taurus in your chart, because this is where Uranus has been transiting. And we are going to go through every rising sign to talk about where you've experienced sudden changes, where you've experienced some weird shit, and where you're being asked to break free and be rebellious, stand out, do something that you think is too weird to do, do it. Okay. So let's cover the basics before we dive into the rising sign. Uranus is a generational planet. Along with Neptune and Pluto, these three are what we call outer planets. They're so far out in the solar system. You guys know with Pluto's transit into Aquarius, it's going to be there for 18 years. So all babies born from now until 2044 are the Pluto and Aquarius generation. That's a long time. That's like 2-3 generations of people. And Uranus is similar in its flavor. You know, Neptune's in a sign for about 12 years, so that's a whole generation. And Uranus ramps it up with being in a sign for 7 to 8 years. Uranus will be in Taurus until July 2025. So as you listen to this with your rising sign, where you've been shook up in life, where your life, what area of life has really been flipped upside down for you in a good way, as you'll see in hindsight, this, you can now harness this energy for your good. You know, when a planet enters into a new sign, when a planet really enters its first step into a house on your chart, it's all usually shocking. You're essentially wearing a new uniform and getting used to it. Think of your first day at a new job, or, you know, you're like, oh, I don't know if I'll ever get the hang of this. This is so weird. I thought I could do this, but it's just so different. I'm going to have to really change and adapt. That's Uranian energy when it moves into a new house. But over time, you get comfortable. That weird becomes your new norm. So we are fairly through this Uranus and Taurus transit. It started in 2018. We're on the out. Uranus will move into Gemini July 2025. So these guys, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, are generational placements. They stay in a sign for 7 years. Uranus moved into Taurus in 2018. Think about that year. What happened for you in 2018? Of course, the area of your chart ruled by Taurus can tip its hat to the area of life that really got shook up for you that year. But think about it. Pause. Process. Go look at old photos, old journal entries. See where your heart and mind were at in 2018, because that's when Uranus entered Taurus. Now, Uranus is what we call in its fall in Taurus. In the fall in astrology means it doesn't like being here. It's uncomfortable. These two flavors don't mix and match well. Uranus is Aquarian energy. It's the inventive. It's the, okay, we got to change things. Let's go live off the land and let's just go be rebellious and fuck the system. And then Taurus says, okay, well, you need money to grow things. And in order to get money, you have to have a job. And in this current modern world we live in, you need a social security and you need to apply an interview to get a job that's a good fit for both you and the employer. So do you see how these two energies, how these two energies are dramatically different? Collectively, when Uranus moved into Taurus, the climate, our food system, our finances started to change for better or for worse. When Uranus moved into Taurus, we saw an uptick in van life, in homesteading. How much have you guys noticed people leaving urban areas to move into suburban areas or even go live on acres of land and just homestead and be stewards of land? This is Uranus moving into Taurus. Collectively, we're like, okay, the community, the collective, I can't tell you how many people all of a sudden have this dream in their heart to purchase land and have like 5 to 10 families live on that land, and someone grows this, another person grows that, this family goes hunting, and this person grows chickens and eggs. People are craving getting their hands dirty again and being in control of both their finances and being in control of the food they eat. They want to grow their own food. This is Uranus and Taurus. We are completely reinventing our relationship as a collective to money, to earth, to climate, to nature, right? So let's dive into this. Look up your rising sign, and this will tell you what area of your chart is ruled by Taurus. Okay. And this area of life is where you've had sudden, shocking revelations and where you're being asked to think outside the box, where you're going to feel like, man, I need to change. I need change. I need to do things. I need to approach this area of life different than I have in the past. Uranus moves around the entire chart every 84 years. So if you're blessed to live to the age of 84, 85, you will have seen Uranus transit through all 12 primary areas of your life. And what a gift that is, right? You'll have your Uranus return around age 84. Whoa, that would be a cool one to have. That is when you can probably, I know that's old age, but you can see people just saying weird, wacky things, doing things that they've never done for 84 years. And you're just like, okay, granny, woo, what's your bad self? You got a new boyfriend at 84. All right. things like that. Come on. How many like 85, 90 year olds do you know that just say whatever the hell they want? And you're like, okay. But all right, let's get into it. Let's start with Aries risings. Aries risings, you guys have had Uranus going through your second house of earned income and self-value, the things you value, especially about yourself. So when Uranus transits the second house, you can see sudden windfalls of money. You could get really inventive with how you earn money and reinventing some, whatever you're currently doing for a career. If you approach it from a very inventive, different lens and come up with new ideas on how to bring value to people's lives through your career, when Uranus goes through the second house, you could see a 7-year period of abundance. Abundance beyond your wildest dreams that you never thought. You look at your bank account and you're like, whoa, this is weird. I'm not used to this. Weird is the key word here for Uranus. Now, while this is a wonderful thing, you can also have sudden events that challenge your sense of self-worth. If you stay stuck and stay complacent in a job, in a relationship, because of the false sense of security here, there can be sudden revelations in a relationship, sudden layoffs in a job that force you, like a lightning bolt, to go get a new job for new ways of income, to leave a relationship so you can find one that is really growing your sense of self-worth. That is Uranus' transit through the second house, Aries rising. How's it been going? Taurus rising. Ah, the sign of the hour. Taurus, Uranus has been transiting your first house of self, of individuality. This is one of the angular houses in the birth chart. Remember, angular houses are really strong. That'll be the first, the fourth, the seventh, and the tenth. So as you listen, if this is you, and this is going to be Taurus, this is going to be Leo rising, this is going to be Pisces rising and Scorpio risings. I imagine since 2018, it's been, whoa, what's going on here? So Taurus risings, you guys have had Uranus transiting over your ascendant. This is wild. This is in 2018, I imagine you broke free clean and clear from relationships, from jobs, from your family, from where you live. I imagine into 2018, 2019, there were very big changes to your career. I imagine Taurus risings, who you were in 2018 is dramatically not who you are today. And especially into July of next year, you will be unrecognizable in the best of ways. If you go with the flow, if you don't resist these changes, Taurus rising, I know you love your people, you love your place, you are very tight with your income, worried about it too much, but if you can roll with these changes and Taurus risings, I really ask you, more than any time in the 84 years you may be blessed to live, now is the time to trust Uranian energy, the dreams you're having, the visions you're having, those feelings that are in your gut and your heart that you're like, are these logical? Trust them now, because this could be a wonderful time of getting into alignment with who you really are and who you really want to become as you venture into the next season of your life. It's also the physical body. I just want to say that before we move on to Gemini, Taurus risings, the first house is your physical body. So give your nervous system, especially in your thyroid, your hormonal system, these are all Taurus and Uranus ruled body parts, give them some TLC. Really work with them. Take some tinctures, get a massage, take breaks. You could feel very wired during this transit. Uranus is like a lightning bolt on your body. So it could really shock you to be like, all right, you know what? I'm going for it. But it could also give you adrenal fatigue. Anxiety sometimes manifests from this. So just make sure you give your physical body some TLC, Taurus risings. Gemini risings, you have had Uranus transiting through your 12th house of endings. Did 2018 begin a relationship? Did 2018, was that the beginning of the end of any relationships in your life? Did you find yourself getting exposed for lies that you've both been telling others and yourself, because this is the house of secrets, of hiding from things. When Uranus transits through the 12th house, it is a lightning bolt of, hey, wake up. The way you feel, you're in charge of that. Hey, wake up. There are some subconscious patterns that we need you to see so we can zap them out of your body and we can move forward into the next house with a clean slate. I find a lot of people who experience the Uranus transiting the 12th house transit, they crave isolation. And the more they fight it, the more they try to keep up with packed social schedules, the more they're going to find themselves subconsciously lying to themselves, because their heart and soul is really craving isolation when Uranus goes through the 12th house. And it's craving it to get you to see, okay, where have I fallen victim to being what everybody else wants me to be? What type of persona have I been faking to the world, saying, no, this is me, this is what I want? This is a period of going on spiritual retreats, of turning down plans more than you agreed to them, of really getting to know your innermost self, so that when Uranus moves into your first house, you are ready to shine and put yourself out there and say, this is the real me. Here it is. You know what's cool is the 7 years before I launched Lightworkers Lounge, I'll just tell you guys know I'm a Taurus rising. So Uranus entered my first house in 2018. I came out with Lightworkers Lounge in 2018, and I was really nervous to be like, are people going to think I'm a witch? Are people going to think I'm nuts? You know, I'm a professional holistic health coach. I was just a professional in a corporate job. Like, what are people going to be like, this girl's gone off the deep end? But I didn't care. I spent, yes, 7 years in total isolation. It was me, my husband, and our cats, and that was it. But I loved it. And if you're OG here, you know, every single day I would hike at a greenway in Fort Mill, South Carolina for 2 hours after work. 2 hours. That's a long time. That's 10 hours a week, but Monday through Friday. That's what I would do. And at the end of these 2 hour hikes in the greenway, I used to start to talk to myself out loud. And then once we moved away and the beginning of the end of my marriage started to kick up, the final walk I took through those woods, I stopped right before I got to my Chevy SUV and I went, am I crazy? I just talked out loud. Like the whole hour of that hike, I just spoke out loud as if I was on a radio show. Maybe I'll be a radio host someday. That's all I kept thinking was radio, DJ, da-da-da. Here we are. As soon as Uranus moved into my first house, I was like, you know what? Let's put this podcast out. And remember, I didn't even know what a moon sign was back then. I had no clue, right? And so a lot of people, I want to stop here and remind you, a lot of people, you're working with nature and the stars. If you're very in tune and with your intuition and you have a good circadian rhythm with nature, right? You're already working with the stars. Like there's no going against it. You couldn't go against them if you tried. And if you're that intuitive, you'll know when you're going against them because it'll make you sick mentally and physically. And so I just shared that story because it's a really cool omen that even if you think right now, like I'm not working with astrology, it's going to work against me. And oh no, these bad things are going to happen. No. I think everybody is, even if they don't believe in astrology. I think everyone's working with the cycles of the moon, especially. Come on, who doesn't see a full moon, not stop and look at it? So, Gemini risings, I'll leave you with this. With Uranus going through your 12th house for another year and a half, spend time alone. I know as a social butterfly you are, you guys love to dip, 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 and that's your gift. Gift of gab. Turn down some plans. Go on a spiritual retreat. Take a trip by yourself with no plans to see anybody and see what happens. And come up with new inventive ways for therapy, for healing. You'll really want to take this time to do that. Let's stop and have an iced coffee break, shall we? My coffee drink of choice is café con leche de macadamia. Thank you, friendly Puerto Ricans, for teaching me that. I was so bummed going through Puerto Rico. I thought they would have the best coconut milk, leche de coco. But nobody had it. If you're a barista listening to this, why don't people carry coconut milk anymore? It's just almond and oat. I don't drink regular milk in my coffee. I just think it's too heavy, but I'm curious. Something, one barista said it was because it doesn't foam. I don't know, but it's delicious. Cancer Risings. Hi. How are you guys? Protect your souls, okay? You are my sensitive sweethearts. Uranus has been transiting your 11th house of community and friends since 2018. So I want to ask you guys, did you have a falling out with your friends or the community you were living in 2018? What happened that year for you when it comes to friends, when it comes to the community you were living in, and even when it comes to your hopes and dreams? Perhaps in 2017 and 18, you were like, yep, this is my dream. I'm living it. I've achieved it. This is great. And then all of a sudden, Uranus moved in your 11th house and said, boom, you thought. This is, you know, you went too far off the beaten path and you fell into an identity that is not who you are. It's who you thought you should be. And it gets a little dark when we can feel as deeply as a Cancer rising can. You know deep down, well, I've got myself in a really deep hole of I'm not this person. Shit. So Cancer risings, I imagine since 2018, your friend group has dramatically changed. I imagine right now you either have no friends or very few, but they are very eccentric, unique, different people that you wouldn't be caught dead with back in 2015 and 16. And that's okay. And I bet you've had a lot of amazing new friendships come into your life and then some pretty wild falling out with people and friends. And hey, that's okay too. You're going through the Uranus lessons of friendships and finding your most authentic people. This is Uranus's transit through your 11th house. So Cancer risings, as you sit with Uranus staying in your 11th house until next July, pay very close attention to the people you attract. We can only blame people for falling out so much until we recognize the only common denominator is us. And there's nothing wrong with you, but perhaps ask yourself, why do I pick certain people? Why do certain people stir up a feeling inside of me that makes me want to pursue intimacy, not just sexual, but, you know, intimacy as a friendship with them? Deep thought. Leo rising, you have Uranus transiting your 10th house of purpose, career, your father, even your relationship to masculinity. This is an angular house, Leo rising. So since 2018, what has been going on with your career? Have you achieved fame on the internet like you've always secretly wanted? Because Uranus rules the internet, 10th house is career. Perhaps overnight you got a lot of new followers. What's going on with this stuff? Or perhaps, Leos, you thought you wanted to do something for a career, and then all of a sudden you woke up and said, nope, that's not it. I need to change. Maybe, you know, this always depends on other things in your chart. So this is very important. If you listen to these episodes and you're like, that doesn't resonate, book a birth chart reading so you can see the other aspects and transits in your chart that could be watering and diluting these messages. But Leo risings, Uranus transits through the 10th house and gives you sudden fame, sudden career success, but also sudden dropping out, sudden falling out of your career. You need to be eccentric. You need to be original, Leo risings. Do not follow trends. Do not follow algorithms. Use your voice, use your platform, and whatever you do. Perhaps it has nothing to do with the internet, but do your career in the most unique, authentic way possible. Even if you think people are going to have adverse reactions, call you weird, say that doesn't make sense, it's controversial, Aquarian's favorite word, do it anyway. Because you guys are the kings and queens of the jungle, Leos. And we need you to lead the way with your sister Aquarius into this new age. So for the next year and a half, Leos, I want you to ask yourself this question. Is what I'm doing for a career, is what I'm working really hard towards, clawing my way to the top, is it really what you want to be known as? Is what you're doing what you want to go down in history for? Think about that. Think about, have some foresight with this transit and think, okay, will 65 or 84 year old me be proud of what I'm doing right now, or will they cringe and say, my God? Think about that and adjust accordingly until next July. Virgo risings, you're up next. Virgos, what would we do without you guys? Uranus has been transiting your 9th house of your belief system. your higher education, and international travel, or travel as a whole. Virgo risings, have you had any issues with passports? Virgo placements, have you struggled to get a passport since 2018? Or perhaps when you take trips, you're like, oh my God, someone should write a movie about the shit that happens to me on trips. They run out of rental cars. I get stuff. All my baggage always gets taken aside and I have to stand in that tense crowd and get my stuff searched and my underwear thrown everywhere. Oh, perhaps you have felt regret about what you majored in university, or maybe you're feeling regret over, man, I wish I went to university, or I wish I went to school for this. Virgos, Virgo risings, you guys have had Uranus transiting your ninth house. Have you fallen victim to belief systems, religion, spiritual practices that you actually don't resonate with? Are you finding yourself at the end of this Uranus transit scratching your head going, how did I believe in that? How did I follow that person and let them give me serious life advice when that makes no freaking sense to me now? Virgos, look around at what podcasts you listen to. Please do an audit of your following list on all of your social platforms. And even me, if you're listening to me right now, question why you believe me. What about me, the way I teach and deliver messages, what about me makes you feel safe? Have you read my bio to get to know my credentials on my website? Look at everyone and everything you're taking in and question right now, okay, why? Very important. Libra risings. Libra's energies. You guys have had Uranus going through your eighth house of big changes, your eighth house of transformation, and your eighth house of inheritance. Libras, did you get yourself into some credit card debt in 2018? Did you take out personal loans that you're now like, oh shoot. Did you get a new car or maybe buy a house or purchase something that was very costly and quite the investment in 2017, 2018 that you're like, oh man, I'm kind of underwater in this thing. Kind of wish I could go back. Or perhaps there was death, a literal death or a metaphorical death around you, in you. What happened when it comes to a death and a rebirth? Did you experience something really painful in 2018 that may have just shocked you to your core and made you think, whoa, I can either let this poison take me down or I can throw myself to the wolves and come out leading the pack? It's not an easy transit for Uranus to go through this eighth house of Scorpio, death and rebirth and transformation, but it's a wonderful one. Because when Uranus leaves this house for you, Libras, Libra risings, in 2025, you are going to feel untouchable and unstoppable if you harness it correctly. So Libra energy, I highly recommend therapy during this transit. And when you go to therapy, Libra, since you're so sweet and cordial, do not say sorry when you cry. Do not say sorry to your therapist if you show up late or if you don't call for a few weeks. Don't be afraid to share any of your darkest, deep thoughts with a professional therapist. This is your time to let the side of you out that you feel is unpretty, that you feel is unworthy, is nasty. This is the time to share with a professional the bad things that you have done in the past. Guess what? We all have. But we can't hide from it. We can't act like, we can't justify it. We need to talk about it. And sometimes just verbalizing it in front of someone, even if your tongue goes dry and your hands get sweaty, just saying it out loud and seeing that someone says, oh, that sucks, but that's not who you are. You just had a moment of weakness. And let's work together on how we'll prevent you from doing that in the future. That alone can be extremely healing, Libra energy. So as Uranus transits through your eighth house, I encourage therapy and I encourage you to bravely, boldly share the parts of you that you are ashamed of and transmute them into the things about yourself that give you power, that you're proud of and you love. Because, you know, in relationships, I always tell JL, I'm like, hey, you know, we've all done some things, some shitty things in the past that we're not proud of, that make us slap our foreheads and go, oh my God, what was I thinking? But it made me who I am today. It made me the partner you love. It made me the partner that is there for you. It made me the strong woman who shows up in crisis and laughs together in good times. That's the appropriate use of eighth house energy. Scorpio risings. Oh my gosh, Scorpios. You guys have had Uranus transiting your seventh house of marriage, love, and partnership. This is an angular house, right? Who we choose to do life with, boy, it sure alters all the other houses, does it not? Scorpio risings, did you guys get married or go through a divorce in 2018? Did you get engaged or did you decide, shit, this relationship is over? Was there cheating? Were there affairs? What's going on? Did you try out a polyamorous dynamic? What's been going on since 2018 when it comes to relationships? When Uranus enters the seventh house of love and partnership, it says everything you thought was normal and fluid and predictable about a relationship you're currently in is going to be flipped up on its head. When people have Uranus in the seventh house natally, I love it. I love getting the juice about their love life because it's normally a poly situation, or it's normally someone who is dating someone like 20 years their senior, or someone like 10 years younger than them. It's someone from a different background of ethnicity, diversity. It's really cool. It's normally people who are pushing the envelope when it comes to love and romance. Whenever I see heavy Aquarius or Uranus energy in the seventh house of partnership, these are people who meet someone, fall in love, and have a baby right away. And their friends and family are like, gasp, you need to get married and have a house and a stable career before you welcome children into the world. What have you done out of wedlock? And they're like, look, we've been together 10 years now and everything's fine. What about it? We're showing you that what's weird can actually be normal. It's our normal. So let us be. I love it. I think it's so cool and rebellious. But when Uranus transits through this house, if you're single, you may suddenly meet someone out of the blue in a very synchronistic, can't make this up if I tried type of way. Whenever I do a birth chart reading with someone and they've been single for a while and they're just about to give up on love and I see Uranus transiting through their seventh house, I just giggle and flash them a wink. I'm like, oh, you thought. This person, your person, or a person who maybe they're not your life person, but they're someone who is going to wake you up, be a lightning bolt on your heart in a good way. It's going to arrive when you least expect it. This is also sudden breakups. This is also sudden, oh man, this relationship just ended. I didn't see that coming type of energy. So Scorpio risings, I mean, you guys are used to the alchemy of pain into power. You're used to sudden changes and transformations, but this energy has been going through your seventh house of love and partnership. So perhaps over the next year and a half, you find yourself getting married to someone that was normally not your type. Or maybe you're just about to give up on love, a Scorpio rising. And I'm going to tell you, Scorpios, don't. Do it, because you still have a year and a half to be very shocked and surprised at who you'll meet. Now, if you're a Scorpio rising who is currently married and you're listening to this thinking, no, remember, there's so many other transits that can dilute this. Come see me. But it could just be asking you, hey, you guys have been married for 10 years and we're getting a little stale. How can we throw some fun into it? What can you guys go do as a couple that's so not normal? Go take a surf lesson. Go travel, throw a dart on a map and travel there and think, what the heck are we doing? Go do something that shakes up the monotonous routine of your life and see what comes of it. Sagittarius energy, my Sagittarians, hey. Uranus has been transiting through your sixth house of health, routine, coworkers, and work. In 2018, did you change what you did for work? If you don't work, when 2018 rolled around, did you have any health issues come up? Or did you take a whole new approach to your health? Did you adopt a really wild, dramatic diet that felt like you were taking a stand to help the environment? Perhaps you became vegan or paleo. Perhaps you started to try all the trends of cold plunges, Wim Hof breathing, meditation, morning journaling and meditation. What's been going on when it comes to coworkers and your daily routine and work and your health? This is also the house of pets, our cats and dogs and all the pets we welcome into our lives. So when Uranus transits through this house, we can see a pet suddenly enter our lives and a pet suddenly leave. I'm not, again, if you are listening to this and you're a Sagittarius rising, don't think my dog's gonna die. No, stop it. This could be a new animal coming into your life out of nowhere. You're not ready to adopt, but remember the story of Kaya? We moved into this cottage and here she comes walking out of the marsh. And we're like, all right, let's do this. So when Uranus transits through this house, Sagittarius energy, ask yourself why you eat the foods you do. Ask yourself if you need to take a different approach to your health, to do things that are unpopular, unconventional when it comes to your health, right? Do you need to eat more meat and cheese, even though popular data says those things are bad for you? Well, you tap into your body and realize, wait, I actually feel really good when I eat those things. So you know what? Screw it. I'm going to keep eating them because I feel like they help me thrive. Right? So that is Uranus through your sixth house. And Sagittarius risings, if you have thought like, okay, I want a job. I'm tired of being at home or I'm tired of where I currently work. I really want to find a work family that makes me feel different. It makes me, oh, come on, you're a Sag rising. You want to break free and you want to have many different experiences with different people from all walks of life. If you want to switch what your daily routine looks like, perhaps you want to hire a personal trainer and you never thought you'd cut yourself deadlifting weights, but here you are. Or perhaps you want to pick up a side hustle, a part-time job that you're like, you know what? Maybe I'm underqualified, maybe I'm overqualified, but I just want to shake up my daily routine and go work somewhere for 4 hours a day a few times a week to just switch things up. Now is the time to do that, Sag. Capricorns. Hi, Capricorns. Capricorn risings. Uranus has been transiting your fifth house of children, fertility, creativity, and ego. Capricorns, since 2018, have you had children? Did you welcome children into your life? Have you went through a custody battle when it comes to children? Have you really gone through experiences that have caused an ego check with Uranus moving through this house? Or perhaps you said, enough is enough. I want to share my art and my creativity with the world. It's different. It's unique. Maybe it's too dark or maybe it's boring. I don't care. I'm putting it out there, says Uranus transiting through the fifth house. I will say, when Uranus transits through the fifth house of fertility, I do see a lot of times sudden pregnancies. So again, if you've got heavy Capricorn rising energy, don't think you're going to suddenly get pregnant or suddenly get someone pregnant. Is there a little bit of weather forecast for this? Yes. But again, there's so many other transits and placements in your chart to look at. This is why I will keep plugging it, book a birth chart reading with me so we can get the whole mosaic piece. We can get the entirety of the picture. But when Uranus transits through our fifth house of fertility, children, ego, we're really learning that it doesn't matter what people think. I'm going to do what feels most authentic to me. Now, for Capricorn energy, this is tough. These are the moms and dads of the zodiac. These are the people who are like, I must always look professional and clean and trustworthy. And so when Uranus transits through the fifth house, it says, nah, let your hair down, Aquarius. Get messy. Show the world the side of you that's wild and funky and free. Tap into your inner child. Right? This is an interesting transit for Capricorn risings, for Uranus to go through your fifth house, because it's saying, hey, you're usually all work, no play, and now we want you to play as a form of productivity. So, my Capricorns, from now until next July, tap in your inner child. Do things for no reason at all. I want you to do things like learn a musical instrument, take an art class, take a dancing class. Go ride a bike. What did you love to do as a child that you no longer do? Go do it, because when you do, that lightning bolt of Uranus will give you new work ideas on how to bump up your career. You see how you work with this energy? Aquarius risings. You guys have had Uranus transiting through your fourth house of home and family. Aquarius risings, since 2018, has your relationship with your mother or the woman who raised you, has it really changed and altered? Have you gotten closer? Have you drifted apart? Since 2018, have you moved home? Have you changed your physical location? Since 2018, Aquarius risings, have you really had to take a good look at your family, your lineage? Have you had to work with the wounds that they get, that you inherited from your generational patterns of the family you were born into? What's going on with the past? Aquarius risings, since 2018, when Uranus entered your fourth house of home, I imagine there was a lot of things changing with where you live. Perhaps you welcomed new family members, adopted new family members, both furry or skin babies. You guys remember that episode where I couldn't stop laughing at skin babies? But when Uranus transits through this house, just roll with the punches. Aquarius rising, you may have to move, change your physical location. Your relationship to your mom may change in a good way, or it's all up to you how this manifests. But when Uranus transits through this house, Aquarius, you are a fixed sign, just like Taurus. You can be just as stubborn. Right? And Aquarius risings, Uranus rules over your entire chart. So this lightning bolt energy we speak of, this is your norm. You're used to being the outcast, to being the weirdo, to being the person who's like, why? Let me raise my hand and say, this makes no sense to me. And because it makes no sense to me, but I look around and it makes sense to everyone else seems to like it. Am I weird? This is what you're used to. And this energy has been happening to you at home. Perhaps you've been trying to form a family of your own, but you just can't seem to hit the mark. You're struggling over there. Well, perhaps you just need to go have a little fun and do the things you loved as a child that remind you and nurture you and mother and reparent yourself. And Aquarius rising, so I can leave you with one thing to remember until Uranus moves out next July. It's time to let it go. Pisces rising, last but not least, Uranus has been transiting your third house of siblings, short trips, and communication, the way you think, the way you speak. Pisces risings, my rarest breed. Since 2018, have your viewpoints and the way you see things, the way you process information you've been receiving, has that dramatically changed? Perhaps you followed an organized religion or a spiritual modality or practice, and all of a sudden you went to quote unquote church, and everything the preacher said had you scratching your head going, what? Something opened my eyes and this is crazy. This doesn't resonate with me anymore. Perhaps your communication style has changed. You know, you're a Pisces rising. You're ruled by Neptune. You're very soft. You're very compassionate, unconditional love, super understanding. But perhaps when Uranus moved into your third house in 2018, you said, no more. I'm going to set boundaries with people verbally. I'm going to text it to them. I'm going to write them an email, or I'm going to get the courage if I've got some Aries in my chart. And I'm going to tell them no. Perhaps relationships to siblings broke up or got even better. You got really close. When Uranus transits through the third house, it's a lightning bolt on our thinking cap, on our brains. You're processing information differently. You're really thinking about how you communicate, how you take in information, and what you want to teach the world may be dramatically changing with this placement. So Pisces risings, I leave you with this. From now until July 2025, when Uranus will leave your third house, it's okay to change your mind. Even if it hurts people's feelings, if it brings you closer to your authentic Piscean truth, it's okay to change your mind. All right, guys, that's Uranus transits through all 12 of the houses and the 12 rising signs. If you need help navigating any sudden changes to see the weather forecast of your life and what's coming up, please book a reading with me. You can hear Jeffrey the pug snoring in the background. We can have tea and coffee together. I would love to see you and look at your beautiful birth chart to talk about where Uranus is natally in your chart and where it is currently transiting, sending a lightning bolt of revelations, sudden change, and upheaval in a good way in your life. Go to lightworkers-lounge.com, click on birth chart readings, use your podcast listener discount code gratitude, and I'll see you on Zoom. And I'll also see you guys next podcast episode for the new moon in Aquarius. Sending love from Texas and beyond. Stephanie out.